Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning, and two of our favorites, Tracy McPeck, the Adult Services Coordinator at the library, is here, and Darcy Caswell, the Youth Services Coordinator at the library. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. What a lovely introduction.
Yes.
Oh, you two
you
are. We have so much. And both of you, Darcy, there are stories. You have been in here for just stories that are just legendary. And so you're really a legendary guest some ways.
I appreciate that.
Over the years, we've had some moments where it has just been... Someday I need to go and pull those moments out so we can have like a highlight. And you would be on several of them. But we always do. We get a lot of good information. This must be at the library this time of year with the holidays. You've got a lot of things going on, and we'll talk about it. But it's just a happier time, I would think, at the library.
Oh, it's always a happy time.
Well, it is.
Library.
I know it's not like this, but even more so.
It's a very festive time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we have lots of programs for people of all ages, from babies all the way up through adults. Mm-hmm. We are, of course, like a lot of people are at this time of year, we're kind of reflecting back on our past year, and we're talking about, you know, our accomplishments. We're looking forward to the next year and all the exciting things that are to come. So it's a fun time of the year.
One of the things I was surprised to see you go to library.org, there are even recipes for Thanksgiving dinner you can get from the library.
Of course. Our cookbook section at the library is enormous, and it is one of the most popular
areas.
Yes. I'm a little allergy fogged this morning.
One of our most popular sections that people like to check books out from.
Absolutely. In fact, some of our branches have a perpetual display of cookbooks because they are so incredibly popular. We just bring them right out front so people can grab them really easy.
And they're pretty, so it's nice to be able to showcase them, too.
And sometimes, you know, the thing with cookbooks is, too, sometimes they're very expensive. And I know myself, sometimes there's a cookbook that I see and I think, oh, that looks really cool. But sometimes you buy cookbooks and there's actually only about two recipes in there that you use, and then it kind of sits around. So checking books out from the library gives you an opportunity to sort of test drive them.
Yeah.
You know, to decide if it's something that you want to purchase for your family, or maybe you just want to check it out from the library, use it for a little while, and then return it.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. You can try all kinds of new ways of cooking and different ethnic foods or different styles, or you can try, you know, keto's really big right now. We got all kinds of keto cookbooks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need some guinea pigs, we'd be happy to volunteer.
Sure. Yeah, we'll taste test.
Yes,
anytime.
Of course. Just bring something in.
That's right.
Well, I had never thought of it, and then it made so much sense.
Yeah.
When I logged on there this morning and I looked at it and I thought, this is the perfect time to go check out a cookbook. And like you say, if you find that there are a lot of recipes that you want, then you can go out and buy the cookbook.
Sure.
But if not, check it out. Take it back.
Right. The other thing that's really big this time of year, too, is the crafting section.
Yes.
So we have a lot of books on knitting and crochet and just general crafting and holiday crafting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time of year when a lot of people are crafting either for themselves or you know, to give as gifts. And there, too, some of those books can be expensive. So come to the library, check them out, get inspired, make your projects.
Yes.
All you need is your library card.
Knitting clubs and other craft-type socials if you want a communal space to work with other people and get a little social interaction. Sometimes they're very specific where you're making a certain thing, like a wreath is what they did at Cooper recently. Mm-hmm. Or it could just be you bring your current project and sit with the other in the company of other knitters and crafters.
Right. And sometimes that's a good opportunity also. If you've got a project and you're like a knitting or a crochet project and you're kind of stuck on something, you can bring it there and you have, you know, just a group of people who can give you feedback or, you know, kind of help you work through that.
Definitely.
Lots of stuff. So with the holidays, and if you're stuck on thinking, what do I want to? I would like to make something different this year.
Sure.
go check a book or two out.
Yeah, get some great inspiration.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned, Darcy, just about, we're going to talk, one of the things we'll talk about this morning is some of the highlights from the from the library in 2019. And one of the things I remember us talking about a few times in a little while, I think this was in the, was it the summer that express checkouts kind of took off or was... I remember we
saw a big blur. I
think we've been so busy.
I think it was summer. Gosh.
It was sometime this year.
Maybe earlier. It was sometime this year.
That's why we're talking about it. If we're 2017, we wouldn't be talking
about it. Sometime this
year. Yeah, and they've really been great to allow. So many people are incredibly busy, and we just have a few minutes sometimes to just dash in and out, and so our express checkouts. Really allow our customers to just grab their things, go to that express checkout, quickly check them out, and be on their way. as always, if people have they have questions about something, or if their account, if they need a little bit of extra help, our customer services folks are always there to help and give and answer whatever questions they have. But those express checkouts really let people be in and out very quickly.
I've used it a couple of times to pick up something for someone else, and it is. Mm-hmm. It's great because you just don't have – sometimes you don't have time to just kind of linger, and it's a great setup.
Well, and I know when my kids were very small, before I was working at a library, I would place items on hold from my – at home on my computer through the website, and then so they're on hold. They're on the hold shelf, and, people with little kids, it's – it takes forever to get your kid out of the car seat, take them in. Like, I did not want to set my toddler down because I knew the minute I set her down, boom, she'd be off and it would take forever. So I could hold her in one hand, grab my holds off the shelf with the other hand, check them out, and, be on my way again. So if you combine the resources that we have on our website, placing holds and doing that kind of thing with those express checkouts, it's really, really a fast. You can be in and out quickly if you need to be.
Yeah. No, it is. It's one of the things of this year that has been a big thing. Another thing is the lunch program, and I didn't realize 15,000 lunches for kids at the library this year, because I remember being at the kickoff at Salem Church, and there was a big crowd for that, and I've been to that site before, and I know that's a popular site, but 15,000 lunches. I guess it's both. Was it Salem Church and the downtown library?
So it's at Salem Church, our Fredericksburg branch downtown, and then also at Howell in South Stafford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's really grown for us. When we started these programs a couple years ago, you and I talked about the importance of the summer lunch programs because there are a lot of school-age kids and teens who get reduced lunch or free lunch and breakfast during the school year. But during the summer, a good healthy meal can be really scarce for some of those kids because they don't have those programs. And so years back, some of these programs started up, and we have had them. I want to say we started our first one in 2012 or 2013. And we are partnering with some great people in our community. So at our Fredericksburg branch downtown, we partner with Fredericksburg City Schools. At our Salem Church branch, we partner with the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. And at Howell, we partner with Heartwood Ministries. And each of those programs are a little bit different. So at Fredericksburg, they come in with their food truck, and folks just grab the meals right out of the truck. At Salem Church, they're grabbing bags of food or lunches and eating them there. And then at Howell, they're getting bags of groceries for a week. They come in on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
But really, it is all about making sure that kids and teens have good, healthy lunches during the summer. For some kids, sadly, that might be the only healthy meal they get all day. And we know that it's critical for their emotional, their mental, and their brain development and their physical development. And so we are really, really happy to have those programs at our libraries. Yeah, and 15,000 lunches served last summer. And and that's just from June through mid-August, because school started earlier this year in a couple of our, or actually in all of our school divisions. So It's they're tremendously popular, and we're really thrilled to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Yeah, no. To look at that number is you're thankful for the library, and it also it's an illustration of just mm-hmm. that there are a lot of people with needs around
there
here.
Are.
That's
absolutely
that's a big number.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a great program, and I know the lunches at the Salem Church branch mm-hmm. that was through the food bank. They this year allowed parents to be able to eat along. So
right.
that that was a big help there too.
Yeah, and each of our partners, so you know, the city schools, the food bank, and Heartwood Ministries, they're the ones who bring the food, and they're the ones who either do fundraising or apply for the grants. And so it each of those partners, it kind of depends on the type of grant that they receive as far as how broad they can be with, you know, who can have lunches and whatnot. So but we are just very happy to be kind of hosting those programs.
Yeah. Good job. It's a great, great program. Darcy Caswell, Tracy McPeck here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We need to take a break. We will be back and continue along on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Tracy McPeck and Darcy Caswell here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Librarypoint.org is the website. Also, a great Facebook page that will keep you going. And you know, I think it was through the Facebook page that I initially saw about if you go to the website that you can get cooking ideas. So,
oh, yeah.
Lots of good things at the library. One of the things I do want to talk about from the past year is maybe my single most exciting event that the library did this year, the Winter Reading Challenge.
Yes.
Because
yay!
A couple of years ago, and I think Darcy, you were involved in this. I was given a cup. I think just out of just...
I think possibly Martha brought that for
Martha
you.
Did bring it.
Yes.
But
yes.
I figured that people behind the scenes were going, just bring him a cup. He can't read. He says he can't read.
That is not true.
You've come a long
books.
Way in the past year since I met you.
Yes. Because you were the one, uh-huh. and Tracy, you were the one who encouraged me last year.
Uh-huh.
Because last year, I think, and it might have been you two, we did a show. And again, this was one of the moments because
I remember
Tracy,
this. This
because Darcy says we've changed the amount. And before you can even say anything, I'm like, yes, you had to, because it was impossible to do that many. Nobody could
right.
do it.
And you said something like, five was too many. And I said, it was four last
yeah,
year.
Yes.
Over 3 months.
Which, you know, yes. We shouldn't make fun of because no. that is, I mean, that is not a small goal.
No, it's
that
not.
Is, it's, you know, mm-hmm. but it is achievable for
oh,
people.
I found mm-hmm. that it was very achievable because the books, because I just thought, just get there. I ended up reading I read like six or seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It became very obvious that it is doable.
Right.
Yes.
And I think, and that's part of the fun of the reading challenge is, you know, a lot of us, we're reading throughout the year, but to just have that little sort of extra, mm-hmm. extra, you know, external push to read a little bit more is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a mug. You got a big mug.
You got
it was a
physical
bigger,
prize.
Yes.
Which that was, and so I was so proud of that that no one in my house wants to even get near it.
Aww.
And I noticed it last night that it's put up in this high shelf, so it's just for me because I had made a big deal because somebody was just casually walking around and I'm like, hey, it's mine. I
Maybe
worked
you
for
need
that.
Build like a special shadow box or cabinet to keep it.
Yes,
in,
that would be
and
perfect.
And then have a little spotlight shining on
yes.
it to permanently showcase.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, because I that is just that. Just seeing a picture of that mug, that is just one of my presents. I like that, Tracy.
All right,
that is a great idea. Over 2,000 people participated in that.
Yeah, we've had tremendous growth in this program.
We have. Well, this is, I think last year was the second year, so this will be the third year.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we doubled over the year before, more than doubled. And this year I expect it to be even bigger. Mm-hmm. So we also have like a very active Facebook group. It's called the Central Rappahannock book chat, mm-hmm. and lots of people participate in it all year long. It's really for our reading challenges, but people just chat about books and they post funny memes. And then during the challenges, we give away weekly prizes in addition to the mugs. So yeah, it was very, very successful last year, and we had to order extra mugs more than once. So we were grateful that we were able to do that thanks to our friends at the library. And I think people were really happy with it.
So is it you in charge of this because it's adult reading?
Yeah, it's a team effort, but I would say kind of yes.
Tracy's in charge, yeah.
Tracy, she seems like she, you just, yes, you have that. So I guess it's too soon to ask you what the number is going to be and what the prize is yet. I'm sure that
the number of participants?
Or no, the number of books you're going to have to read.
Oh, it's the same as last year.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's three, right, four.
Don't look at me, oh my you're gosh. In charge.
I think it was four.
It is. It's four. I it have it right four in front of me.
Because because I'll never forget it. Because
I know.
When
I know,
I said
right?
five was
I don't know why you even asked just me. So it's four. So you have four books. It starts January 1st. And this year, the prize is a travel mug. So it's still going to be a mug, but we wanted to switch it up a little bit. And this time you get an exclusive travel mug. And we will also do the drawings and the weekly prizes on Facebook. And then we're trying something new at some of our branches. We're having a winter reading challenge social, and those will be at five of our branches in January and February. Mm-hmm. And basically you come and you can either claim your mug, or if you haven't signed up, you can sign up at that point, have some nice hot beverages and chat with other readers. So it's almost like
that.
Bringing the Facebook chat group in real life.
I like that idea.
It'll be super fun.
Well, it comes in the winter. You do have a little bit more time. That, mm-hmm. I discovered that you just have more time because you can't go out and do things, and it was very mm-hmm. easy, and it did get me in the habit of reading. I hadn't read that many books, I bet, since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So I read some really good books.
That do you was have a favorite that you remember?
That's
sorry
a good
to put
question.
You on the spot. Yeah. I know we always tell you don't put us on the spot.
But no, it was probably the Bill O'Reilly book on the Nazi leaders.
Mm. I remember hearing you describe that.
That was just because it went through it described the capture of all the Nazi leaders after the war, and that was a pretty long book, and I read it in like 2 or 3 days.
That's great.
That is great.
So. No, it did. It really got me. It was my favorite. And I think for me, getting the because I could have done the summer reading challenge, and I was more sporadic in it, mm-hmm. partly because of time, but also partly because I wasn't getting a prize at the end. So I did discover I'm really into prizes, mm-hmm. and wanting to have.
Well, I think most of us are. We like getting a little.
But this was nice.
Reward.
A mug was really a nice thing, and a travel mug will be really nice.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I just wanted to add that when it comes to reading, it's all formats, so it doesn't matter if it's a print book or if you prefer audio or if it's an ebook. It's all reading, so it all counts.
So you sign up on January 1st.
Correct.
I remember last year, didn't you? Remember you telling me that there were people who signed up January 1st and like by January 3rd, they'd already claimed their prize.
Yes, that is correct.
That there are really people that are readers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. So it really runs the gamut. And the nice thing is, because we have such a long window of time, even if you don't sign up until early March or mid-March, you still technically could do your reading and get your prize.
One of the other things that the library in the past year April when Tim O'Brien visited the library, I mean, mm-hmm. we did a number of shows where we talked. I mean, the library really focused on the Vietnam War, and which I thought, I mean, and I know that touched a lot of people in this community, and a number of these programs were just really good. And then he wrote a book and came and visited the library.
Yeah, he gave a great author talk.
He did.
We had a really great turnout, and so that was really successful. And that was part of our Rappahannock Reads for last year. And we got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts that helped us run those programs too last year. Mm-hmm. So we'll be having another Rappahannock Reads in the year coming up. Don't have the details for you yet, so stay tuned.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, you guys will be interested in this, somebody the other day, And just out of the blue, they got talking about the library and had said it had been just years since their kids had been little, since they'd been in the library, and they just couldn't believe how the library was so connected to the community in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that all the time, that the library of today isn't the library that really any of us grew up with.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And you know, our goal, our mission is to inspire lifelong learning for everyone in our community. And that just takes a variety of forms in mm-hmm. today's world, you know, and reaching out to different parts of our community, finding out what they need. You know, one of the things that we did this year that we're very excited about is we have one of our satellite locations at the Partlow Ruritan Club in Southern mm-hmm. Spotsylvania County. Folks out in there, they don't have access to high-speed internet, mm-hmm. and that was a concern with the folks living out there. And so we worked with the county, and we worked with the Partlow Ruritan Club. And so we're now out at the Partlow Ruritan Club once a week with computers, hotspots, and you know, all that the library can bring.
Yes, you can pick up your holes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so we really are looking out into our community to see how we can benefit everybody, you know, and sometimes that is about books and sort of traditional resources, and sometimes it is about other things and you know, and helping people in other ways achieve their goals and dreams.
I was over by the library yesterday, and I was just as I sat in my car and did some stuff before I went to this place I had to go, seeing the different ages of people. Right. Going mm-hmm. into the downtown library, I just thought, wow, there's not another place in the community where you get such a wide cross section mm-hmm. of people mm-hmm. coming in, just all ages.
Right, and the fact that we're welcoming to everybody, so it doesn't matter what your station or your status is in life or any of that stuff. Everybody is welcome in a library. Right. We have something for everyone.
All ages, mm-hmm. all, you know, socioeconomic demographics, you know, doesn't mm-hmm. matter your education level, doesn't matter how much you make in a year, doesn't matter if you have a job or you don't have a job. You know, everybody's welcome at the library. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just a lot of great resources. Like we talked about, whether it's cookbooks or whether mm-hmm. it is looking up and getting some helps for finding a job. It's all there. Darcy Caswell and Tracy McPeck from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. LibraryPoint.org is the website. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA with the library. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Tracy McPeck and Darcy Caswell here from the library. LibraryPoint.org if you want to get more information. One of the things, Tracy, or one of the groups that we have talked about in the past and probably should talk more about in the future, more in depth, Friends of the mm-hmm. Library is a great group for the library. And when we talk about things in the past year, it was in this past year that they have a book place now mm-hmm. over off of Lafayette Boulevard.
That's correct. So we have a Friends of the Library bookshop at 125 Old Greenwich off of Lafayette Boulevard. And it's open 10 to 2 Monday through Friday. And it's staffed by Friends of the Library volunteers and some Central Rappahannock staff. And we just have lots of a great selection of books and DVDs that people can come in and purchase at really low prices. And they can also place library holds there and pick up library holds during open hours, which is pretty cool. But the Friends of the Library are really such a valuable asset to us because they are the ones who raise money for us to pay for a lot of really important programs for the community that we do. For example, publishing Curriculum Connections, which is our yearly teacher resource guide. They support our reading programs. They provided prizes and the reception for our Uniquely Spotsylvania Art Show last year. So they're always doing stuff for us.
Yeah.
And the way they raise money is through the book sales, not only at the bookshop, but individual book sales at the different branches too. So we are very grateful to have them as a, you know, to help us out.
And they raise money through their memberships too.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
And be and speaking of that, the to be a Friends of the Library member, it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Oh my and gosh, yes. What is it? What's the individual?
Well, the individual membership is just $10 a year,
right?
Where your entire family can sign up for $20 a year, and there are some higher levels if you are able to give more. There's the Cody Society is the highest one at $100 a year, but really for $10 a year you can be a friend of the library, help support us, and have sometimes exclusive access to events that other people might not have access to.
And over the years, a lot of people will remember and use the library book sales were just always legendary. I mean, I've gotten books over the years that are just terrific. And that's really where this shop comes in. You can come by anytime. And it's really, when I first heard it was going to be, you kind of thought it would be something like a used bookstore, and it's a really it's a nice place.
It is set up really nice. You walk in there, and it's a retail space.
Yes,
and it you know you feel like you are in a bookstore, and they are you know the items are used, and so the pricing is very very reasonable. Yeah, so stop by.
Yes,
and you can. I mean, there's some really good deals. The other thing I wanted to say was that in the past I have given my family Friends of the Library memberships as Christmas gifts. So that's something you could think of if you want to give somebody in your family a nice little gift. It could be even a stocking stuffer, really $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be a nice, it would be a nice gift. Mm-hmm.
And a benefit of being a friend of the library in addition to supporting us is that you get exclusive access to members-only preview sales. Mm-hmm. So we not only have the year-round bookshop, but we also have giant book sales at several branches every year. Mm-hmm. The next one's going to be at Porter Branch on December, from December 6th through 10th. And usually the first night of a sale kicks off with a members-only sale. You know what? Maybe that's the bookshop. The bookshop is doing a members-only sale on January 31st.
Right. Okay.
That means they get like a first...
You get first dibs.
Right.
And also, when we have those big sales at the bookshop, we open the doors to the back to kind of the, I don't know, warehouse area of the bookshop.
Yeah.
So you get first access also to those books.
Mm-hmm.
I never. That is a great idea, though, to do that do something like that for a gift. It's a great gift, but you're also helping the library.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I want to tell you that we have our annual Friends of the Library meeting on Monday, December 2nd, at the Fredericksburg branch, from 6 to 7:30, and every year we always do something fun, like we have an author come and speak. And I'm really excited to announce that we have author Donna Andrews coming to that meeting.
I've heard that name.
Yes. She has written 26 mysteries in the Meg Langslow mystery series. So they're like cozy mysteries, and they always have some kind of birds involved in them. The character Meg Langslow is an ornamental character. I forgot that she's some weird job that she has.
But, does it involve birds?
Well, there are birds involved, but her title doesn't have birds in it. So, for example, one of her more recent books is called Owl Be Home for Christmas, O-W-L.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Nice. And they're just, if you like cozy, fun mysteries, they make really great gifts. We'll have some more of her more recent titles on sale when she comes to speak. So if you wanted to pick one for yourself or a gift, and you have to be a friend to come, except you can join at the door. So let's say you're coming.
For just $10.
For just $10. Yeah. You can see this really well-known author speak and have access to purchase a signed book from her too.
So that's going to be on, you said, December the 2nd.
It is Monday, December 2nd from 6 to 7:30 at our Fredericksburg branch downtown.
Okay.
And I think what a great opportunity to bring a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a friend with, you can both join at the door. And then what you'll do, then once you're a friend, then you will get invitations to those members-only events in the coming year.
That's correct.
And like you say, just to go to the friend to the bookstore it's just a treat.
It's really fun, and there's new stuff. There's new stuff there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a constant turnover.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's through donations from our community. Mm-hmm. So that's how we obtain our books, is by generous customers donating books. So that's another thing to consider if you have some,
Books in good condition. That maybe you're done reading.
Yes. We would happily accept them at any of our branches that can go toward our Friends of the Library book sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, again, that's a Monday, December 2nd for Friends of the Library. What a great idea, though, and what a great idea, and you can think about and do that for just a number of things in the community. Give those kind of gifts mm-hmm. and it sure helps the organization. I know Friends of the Library.
A lot of us have enough. You know, cutesy little things, and so giving a gift like this is really something special, and it means no more extra clutter in your home, and it helps support a local organization, and plus, you know, you get to have these great experiences throughout the year, members only events and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Speaking of gifts, I guess for both of you, but Tracy, if someone's wants to, you know, is stuck and it wants to get either their adult friends or their kids books, mm-hmm. come on in and talk to a librarian.
Absolutely. We love to talk about books. So even though libraries aren't all about books, we still really get jazzed up about it. And even if you can't come into a library to have a conversation with one of us, we have library staff that are constantly curating really great book lists that go on our website, mm-hmm. which is librarypoint.org, and you can get really good recommendations for gifts that way. So one thing that's out right now is we solicited the top picks from all of our library staff. We all got to submit our favorite picks, and then they got put into a nice big list on our website with descriptions. And so I have a list of nice recommendations from library staff.
Okay.
And folks can find these online too. So it's called Curl Staff Picks Best of 2019.
Okay. Yes. Right now it's right on our front page. And mm-hmm. even if it goes off the front page, it'll still be available on the website. Mm-hmm. So let's see.
There's so many good choices. We could all submit one, like our one favorite thing for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a children's book, a teen book, could be a movie, could be an adult.
What was yours, Tracy?
That's correct. So mine was a book called The Liar's Child by Carla Buckley. If you like somebody who likes psychological suspense, which is very popular right now, it's a good gift because it's a fast read. It's about this woman with a past, and she ends up in this new town and she starts witnessing these kind of weird things happening. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah,
but
don't.
Then at the same time, there's like a looming hurricane, and I really enjoy disaster stories, which sounds terrible, but I do. And so that combination of psychological suspense and a looming disaster made it a really good read. So if you need something like a rainy day read or something just escapism, or you know somebody who loves suspense, this is a good one. The Liar's Child by Carla Buckley.
And this list is really handy too, because I know sometimes I have people. So, for example, I might have a friend who loves mysteries, but that's not really what I read mm-hmm. a lot. Mm-hmm. This list is really handy because I might not have a personal mystery that I know about buying them, but I can go to this list and I can say, oh, well, here's a mystery that, you know, somebody at the library recommended, so I can take their advice to make a gift purchase.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could pull up the library website on your phone, which is very mobile friendly, mm-hmm. and be looking at those lists while you're doing your shopping.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you go to the bookstore and you feel totally lost, pull up one of our lists and use that to go shopping.
The other thing you can do is if you shop through Amazon, you can do Amazon Smile, mm-hmm. which the library then gets a percentage of the purchase. So you can buy your book through there to give to your friend or family, and you're giving a little gift to the library, and it doesn't cost you a thing.
Nope. You just always shop through that link. So you go to mm-hmm. smile.amazon.com, and then it's easy to find the library, and you mm-hmm. select Curl, and then you always shop through that bookmark link instead of the app.
Yeah. What's also nice about that, or even just coming in and talking to a librarian, is sometimes you just don't want to go and look at what are the best sellers.
Right.
And because they may not mean anything to you, but if I can come in and talk to you and say, this is what I'm looking for. And like you said, Darcy, you might, if I say, well, you know, my kids just really like mysteries. So if you don't personally know, there's, you know, you can go to the list, or there's somebody in the library that's going to be able to help you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing too about going to talk to one of our librarians is, you know, you might have, because sometimes the reviews, you know, for the bestsellers or whatnot, they might not have everything. And, you know, I'm a youth services librarian, so especially I know that sometimes for the teen books, or, you know, once your kids get to a certain age, you might have a very particular idea of what kind of book you want to get them. You know, if they're very interested in computers, or they're very interested in soccer or whatnot, and they might have sort of a niche interest, if you talk to one of our librarians, they can really help find you some titles mm-hmm. that that include that sort of niche interest of your kids that you might not be able to pick up on from the general review that might be on the bestseller mm-hmm. list. So they might know, our librarians might know details that yeah. that aren't otherwise evident.
Right. No, mm-hmm. that's, I think, a great, if you are looking for books, and books are a great, I still have yes. on my bookshelf books that my grandmother gave me, yes. even when I was a teenager mm-hmm. that I've kept.
They're such great yes. gifts, really great gifts. Mm-hmm. And I know they always seem like such a thoughtful thing to me. That I always feel like when somebody gives me a book, I feel like they have they've thought about me individually, you know, and kind mm-hmm, of made mm-hmm. made a connection between me and that book.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, it's the kind of thing, and especially if you know the person well and you write something in it.
Yes.
There's I don't know. It is the kind of gift. It's mm-hmm. just it's a special kind
it
of thing.
Very special. Mm-hmm.
So anything else you can recommend, Tracy, that you want to?
Let me recommend a children's book. So if you need one for the little ones, maybe preschoolers, there's a book called Honey Smoke that was recommended by Tara, and that's by Monique Fields. Honey Smoke by Monique Fields. So Honey Smoke depicts a small child's search to define what color describes her. The picture book is a great tool to show children what the only color that matters is the color they assign themselves. So it's a great picture book to show children this. And that was recommended by Tara.
Okay. Well, and one of the things, I guess, with kids, too, is just you can take them to the library and just let them go.
Well,
and let them mm-hmm. pick out things.
That is often the best way to go because, and I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, as adults, we know what we like. We know mm-hmm. what we don't like.
Yeah.
And we are often in control of what we read. And, you know, we say, well, I read mysteries. I don't like romance. Don't give me that romance. But we a lot of times take away that decision making from kids because we think we know best what they should read. And while sometimes, you know, we might give them recommendations or, you know, we might kind of steer them in a certain direction, it's really important to let kids decide what they want to read and what they will read because it should be enjoyable for them. And if you want to instill lifelong reading or reading as a lifelong habit, you have to make it fun. Mm-hmm. And the way to make it fun is to have them read things that they enjoy and they really have a good sense of what they mm-hmm. like. So, yeah, I would encourage folks to let their kids roam, let them pick out what they want. Maybe you can slip a few in the side to, you know, books that you maybe would like to encourage them to read. But really, if it becomes a chore, it's not fun and they're not going to want to do it. So I'm always a big proponent of making reading fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess as being a children's librarian, mm-hmm. I'm sure there are sometimes you do see the cases, like you say, of parents sort of dictating, and it sure kind of breaks your heart sometimes if you just want to say, at that age, just let them pick.
And it is hard sometimes because, you know, sometimes, you know, the adults are, like, they can see, well, this, you know, this book is above your reading level, and so that's not mm-hmm. a great fit. And I totally understand that, you know, but sometimes it's okay to let the child or the teen get that book and kind of figure that out on their own, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a learning experience as well. But, yeah, I just, you know, and this is the beauty of working at the public library is that we just want reading to be fun all the time. We want kids to enjoy the books that they're reading, and we have such a huge variety of books to offer at the library. So, you know, so if they're interested in animals, we got books about animals. If they're interested in gaming, we have books about gaming. We've got books about superheroes. You know, we just have all kinds of just a huge variety, and we really try to have something to suit everybody.
We're talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Darcy Caswell here, Tracy McPeck here from the library, librarypoint.org. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up and talk about some holiday things. And in the under the realm of, again, the libraries aren't what you expect, an indoor snowball fight. We'll talk about that when we conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Tracy McPeck and Darcy Caswell here from the library. I am holding a snowball that you gave me, Tracy.
And so
if I throw this at you, boom, that didn't hurt you, I guess.
No, it did not hurt me.
No.
It's like a giant pom-pom.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But it makes a cool squishy noise.
It does. And it has a little heft to it.
It does. No, you can get in. If we were in a room.
Oh, yeah.
And if I threw it hard. Yeah, if I threw it a hard edge.
But it wouldn't hurt.
No, it would not hurt. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We're not in the business of hurting people.
So it's a lot of fun. I mean, this would be a lot of fun to get a whole group in, your family, and boom.
Let's do that.
Well, you can at the library on December 7th.
That's right.
At the indoor snowball fight.
That's the indoor snowball is December 7th. So where is it at?
It is at the Howell Branch, which is off of Route 17 in Stafford. And we have three sessions that day. So families with kids of all ages can come between 1 and 2.
Okay.
And grades 6 through 12, so the teens get their own time, get to have a snowball fight from 2 to 3. And adults get their own time because adults need snowball fights too, from 3 to 4. And it'll be indoors. We're opening up like a big double meeting room. We're going to have some, you know, wintry music playing. Mm-hmm. And there's a big stack of printer boxes in one of our staff members' offices. So people who want to build forts to hide behind are welcome to do so.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be super fun.
So are there just giant bags of these snowballs at the library?
Yeah, they are. We have a few different bags of these. The snowballs are, they're like perfectly
they are
palm size,
perfect size.
They're soft and squishy.
Right. If I knew where to get into that room, and I worked there, it would be hard for me not to get a handful of them and just go around and start throwing them at you guys.
Yes, yes. So
it's going to be fun.
It is, and it's rain or shine because it's indoors, so it doesn't matter if it's freezing or anything. And you know, unless we have 2 feet of snow in the ground, it's going to be definitely happening. And it's going to be so much fun. So
That is. It's you can go get. I'm sure you can take. You could take pictures. You can just make family memories.
Mm-hmm.
On something on doing something like that. So again, give the. It's December 7th, and the different times.
Yeah. So families can come between 1 and 2. That's their time. Grade 6 through 12 come between 2 and 3, and adults come between 3 and 4.
You're also good. The library, if you go to any parade around here, you're gonna see the library. So do you have a float, or can you say?
So we have, in the past year, we have put branding. We've put our name on the side of all of our vans.
And, yeah.
Because we have many courier vans that we use to transport materials around. And over the past year, we have finally worked on getting our name on those. So people will see those driving around town.
Okay,
Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It says Library on the Go.
Yep. Saw one.
And so we'll have those in the parade. And this is a way for us to, it's kind of the culmination of us celebrating Curl's 50th birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be in the parade in Westmoreland, Spotsylvania, Fredericksburg, and Stafford. And we have some plans on how to, you know, kind of make us a little more noticeable. But for sure, people will be able to see those cars and vans with the library's logo on the side.
I saw one of the vans yesterday, and that was the first time I had seen one of those.
Yeah.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are gonna be you splitting it up, and you're gonna have library people like yourselves walking.
Oh, yeah. we are all gonna be in one of the parades. Some of us are gonna be in more than one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Librarypoint.org for more information. And again, if you're looking for cooking tips, you can check out librarypoint.org. The Facebook page has stuff there too. And just a lot of good things. Well, thank you both for coming because
thank you
for having
lots
us.
Of good stuff. And I really like the idea of giving a Friends of the Library give a membership like that as a stocking stuffer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea.
That is a great idea. Darcy Caswell is the Youth Services Coordinator. Tracy McPeck is the Adult Services Coordinator with the library. Happy Thanksgiving and see you guys soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.